Help keep your transmission running trouble-free for years to come. Get annual transmission flushes at AAMCO for a one-time fee of just $99.95 with AAMCO's Power Purge Lifetime Maintenance. Call 800-GO-AAMCO and visit AAMCOfirst.com.
I like every square. WJFK. I like every square inch of my glorious naked body.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I love it out here. Move the water, everybody. Come right out here. Move the water.
Okay.
When the living is good, this is God's country.
Okay.
It can be the best water in the city. We're going to turn things around. The other thing, Sam.
Okay. All right. I think they're telling us to wrap, but congratulations on your victory here at Ward 8. That's Mary and Barry back in D.C. government once again.
The Don and Mike Show.
He's back again.
Theater of the Mindless, the Don and Mike Show.
So, Buzz, if I got the facts of the story right, it's the fact that Mary and Barry didn't pay his taxes in 2005.
Apparently.
Then they pulled him over for something.
Yeah.
And they found that he didn't pay his taxes.
Mm-hmm.
So he paid his taxes, and now they found out he didn't pay his taxes again.
Wow.
Is that it?
He's incorrigible, yeah.
In a nutshell?
Apparently,
right.
Yes.
Let me call my BlackBerry.
I think you should. Are concerned.
Dial this thing up. La la la.
Little Debbie.
And.
Hello. It is Don's BlackBerry. This is Don's BlackBerry. Thank you so much for calling. The BlackBerry has four new messages. To listen to Don's special celebrity greeting, press 1. Hello, this is Don Geronimo, hot rock and flame throwing disc jockey. I'd like to say hi to all of my fans and all of the people who support my show. And I hope you continue to listen to me all over the country on our fine affiliates. To check Don's messages, press 1. You have 4 messages, Don. If you would like to listen to these messages, press 2. Message number 1. If you would like to listen to message number 1, press 1. From Peyton Manning. Hey, ass, stop busting chops. I'm just a guy trying to make a living in the big city. If you'd like to hear Don's second message, press 2. From Rob Spiewak. Don, I cannot believe you forgot my birthday. I am so sad. To hear Don's third message, press 3. From Buzz Burbank. Hey, Don, I wanted to tell you and let you know that I really did forget Rob's birthday. I'll talk to you later, buddy. Ciao. To hear Don's fourth message, press 4. From Joe Ottinger.
Oh.
Hey, Don, it's Joe. Doesn't that traffic suck? I will email you on the weekend when I am drunk. If you would like to record a new message greeting, press 1. All righty. Hey.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
Oh, yeah. All right. Fine, then. Well, here's what you do. At the sound of the beep.
Hey, Mayor Barry?
Yeah, Don, how are you?
How come you don't pay your taxes, dude?
Oh man. I gotta tell you, Don, down on Ward 8.
Ward 8.
I've been down working I work very hard for the people of Ward 8 for a long time, and it just gets to the point where, you know, taxes are a bitch. I don't mind telling you. It's just, you know, you work all the time, and it's really, if I can be honest with you, it's a question of time. Sitting down and taking the time to actually really fill out the forms that are tedious. I'm a councilman now, not the mayor. I'm always going to be mayor for life, but it's very frustrating, and I have some health considerations that I have to take into account, too. The diabetes,
mm-hmm.
It makes me powerful. Forgetful. Oh, hold on a second, Don.
Yes?
Don, I see you have 2 more messages.
Oh, my.
Don,
yes?
You have 2 new messages. If you would like to listen to these messages, press 1. For your first new message, Don Geronimo, press 1 again. From Unknown.
Oh.
Hey, Don.
Unknown.
It's George Eads. I sure hope you watch my repeater tonight on CSI. It will be a good one, and I'm sure you will be highly entertained. Good talking to you, buddy. Would you like to hear your second message?
Yes.
Then press 2.
Why don't I just ask you?
Very interactive.
Why don't I just ask you?
You want to hear the other message, Don? If you would like to leave a greeting and record a new greeting, press 2. To check all of your text messages, press 1. I'm just waiting for you to check your... You got to read them. I don't tell you what those are. You got to read them so you read the new messages on
text messages.
On the text.
Text message. Is, I got a text from Marion Barry.
Oh, all right. That's
text
it.
Says, Dear Don.
Are you ready? You read them all yet?
Dear Don, can Joe get me any stuff?
Yeah. You want to hear your voice messages now?
Did you send me a text asking if Joe could get you any stuff?
I just thought that I need a little bump. I need a little bump. I got a late night, and I just think if there's a little bump, he'd give me a taste of something. I just said, all I need is just a taste of something to go out.
Right.
I just want a little taste of something to go out, something I can just hang out with. I'm not a young man, and I just got to show energy when I go out to see my constituents. It's real important for me.
Are you wearing your African clothing right now?
I'm not wearing the Kente outfit. I'm not wearing the Kente outfit right now, but I would be happy to put it on if you'd like me to. What I would like to, I'll wear anything. If you get your art, just give me a tiny little taste of something, just a little something. I don't care. He can grind up those pills he buys in the drugstore and put them in a bag. It doesn't matter to me. I'm just something really. I started to sweat like you wouldn't believe. They said that not only haven't I paid taxes, but they might just have to chop off my whole right leg pretty soon because of the diabetes. It's frustrating me right now. Since this tax business, no one remembers when I exposed myself in the men's room to that senorita. You remember that one?
I forgot about that. Yeah.
And people have forgotten that hotel. They said to me just the other day, the Vista International, downtown Washington, D.C. Nobody remembers that.
It's been 20 years since I've thought of that place.
I walked by that about 5 times after I had one of my council seats back. I said, how come you put them goddamn cameras all over so they could see what I was doing? It's real, real frustrating. Oh, hold on a second. You have another message that I haven't played for you. If you would like to hear Don's brand new message, press 1. From Michael Hughes.
Oh.
You are the first one, Don. I am telling you to keep it quiet. I'm gay. I will be coming out with a company-wide memo that I will release on Monday.
Huh.
Make sure you keep it between you and me, Don. Thanks a lot, and I appreciate it. You have another new message, Don, to play that. Press 1. From Janet. Hey, Don, is there anything I can get you? To hear another message, press 3. From Buzz Burbank. Don, I've rethought it. I really don't want you to know that I actually forgot Rob's birthday. So disregard my previous messages, okay? Thanks a lot, man. All right. You have another one coming in. Press 3. From Rob Spiewak. Don, will your phone be working tonight so that I can continue to call you and talk about the results show from American Idol?
Hey, Mayor Barry, you know, I just remembered.
Yes.
What about that alternative energy machine that you were making?
That was a legitimate machine. It was a clean burning machine that provides all the energy you need to power lights and air conditioners and whatnot. And give me, ain't that a bitch? You get the whatnot alarm.
Cannot,
what are you doing?
You cannot say whatnot on the
come
show.
Come on now, give me a break. Give me a flipping Anacin pill, will you please? How about Joe? Tell Joe Ottinger what I like is he can crush up a bunch of them Aleve tablets, you know, want to make your legs numb, and and just get them down to me in a paper bag. I'd be real grateful. I'd be so grateful. Well, I see that you have another message. To hear one of Don's new messages, press 1. Hey, Don.
Yes.
It's Scott Shannon. What the hell is this I hear about you telling about our stuff from previous years? You knock that off, boy. If you would like to hear another message, press 4. From unknown. Hey, Don, it's your new producer, John Norman. I just wanted to say I am really enjoying the new gig. Man, am I glad we got Rob Spiewak out of that position. The show was coming to a complete and total halt, and I know I can really get things done. Thanks, buddy. That's all you have right now, Don.
All right, Mary.
I'm glad to get back on the stick here. You just have Joe Audrey give me a call at home, okay?
Okay, how much are you looking for?
I'm looking for anything is what I need. I don't need up, down, sideways. What I need is just something to alter my mood. And if he could alter my mood, I'd be very, very happy. And I tell you, man, I tell you, it would be real important for him just to get me something quick, something that I can either, you know, put under my tongue or up my nose that I can really just get into my bloodstream quickly, because I'm feeling, I'm so tired, Don. You know, I'm in my 70s now. It's very frustrating.
Pay your taxes, Mayor Barry.
How about some DayQuil and Robitussin? Can you give me some of that?
Sure.
And then we can stir something nice in it. I'll just put it in a little cherry vodka and drink it right now. I hope everyone has enjoyed this trip to Don's Blackberry.
Yeah.
I know I have.
Is almost over.
That's Mayor
Kelly. Hip, way to be.
I don't like that, Don. Don't like the way you make fun of the people that are less fortunate than us. That's not funny, man.
Well, hi, everybody.
I see you have a new message. This one, if you would like to hear Don's message, press 1.
All right, one more.
From your partner, Mike O'Mara.
Oh, I love hearing from Mike, my best buddy.
Don, once again, I hate to be a broken record. Please do not retire. Please do not retire.
Get out of here,
to
Mike.
Disconnect, hit 8. Y'all take care now.
There he goes.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Marion.
You're Blackberry.
Marion.
That's Marion. Marion, you're Blackberry.
Oh, that's killer.
I hope
that's
you enjoyed
good.
That. I really
that's
do.
That's good, good, good.
Lots of new messages. I didn't know you got so many messages all the time. You're busy.
Me either.
It's just constant coming in there.
Boy, oh boy. Buzz, you know, you don't have to send me a Blackberry message. Buzz, I'm right in the next room, for God's sake.
It's more fun to send it this way, I thought.
Same with you, Robbie.
Less personal, but more fun.
That's right.
And same with you. And Mike, would you get off the whole retirement?
I'm very sorry. Hey, look, you know, I don't know who that was. I think it was a crank. I think it was a crank message.
You know what it's time for now? What?
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
That's right.
You, me, Bar, Beers, Buzz.
Mm-hmm. Buzz, and as we are often want to do before we get to Buzz, let's see if there are any tapes did not get to today on the show.
In the inbox.
Let me see. Paula Abdul under the desk.
Keep it up for your judges, Randy Jackson.
I want to tell you, Mike.
Yes.
Brilliant. Didn't want to just gloss over that.
What's that? Yes, thank you. Thank you very much.
The playlist. Yeah. Really, yeah.
But I'm actually focused now on Paula Abdul under the desk.
I didn't want to just like get right off it.
I understand.
Brilliant.
I wish Mayor Barry felt that way, that he just didn't want to get right off it. I don't know what that means.
Keep it up for your judges, Randy Jackson. Paula Abdul has made it. Simon Cowell.
Under the desk.
We were worried.
Under the desk.
Oh, she was under the desk.
Yeah, she had to get something for me.
Oh.
Randy. Yeah, all right, there she was under the desk.
Yeah, Paula.
And then there's Simon talking to the porno girl.
I know.
You've gone as far as you can go, Antonella. I mean, the reality is, and I think you know this yourself, which is you are surrounded by some pretty amazing girl singers. And I don't know how much more you can do, to be honest with you, because I don't think your voice is going to get any better.
Right, so show us your tears.
So come back in the dressing room with me.
No, we've got the hillbilly that won the Powerball.
And I sat there, I know, for probably 15 or 20 minutes, and the computer in the truck beeped, and then I think it was my dispatcher wanting to know why I was sitting still so long.
What'd you tell him?
I never did get back to him.
You've had lots of hours to think about this. Do you know what you're going to do?
I'm going fishing with this much money.
It's just like the tape we used to play.
I am going to buy a chocolate pie a mile wide.
It's the truth. It's the truth. They find these people.
And one last quick tape that we didn't get to, just because I'm fascinated with the way that the Bee Gees speak.
Yes.
Here is the speaking voice of Barry Gibb talking about the remaining Bee Gees getting together.
Okay.
It's about he and I working that out for ourselves without other people in between us. That's the truth of it.
What the hell did he turn into Sean Connery?
Yeah. Shuck it, Trebek.
It's about he and I working that out for ourselves without other people in between us. That's the truth of it.
Other people between us.
My God, I wish Robin would come over.
Oh, and of course.
Don't never, ever trust Whitey.
Amen.
Right, and then, fag.
Right, and...
Uh-oh. Bitch alert.
That one.
My little baby is marrying a Jew. I have no problem with this. They're very nice people.
Yeah, and
you little tiger. Huh.
Yeah.
There you go.
That was to Melinda Doolittle.
Excellent.
And as we always like to wind up our tape segment. Yeah, baby. Yeah. And it's
tonight the night that that show runs out of gas? Is tonight the night that are you smarter than a fifth grader?
They're switching its time slot, right? Eventually they're going to do that.
It's the regular time slot tonight. And haven't they been teasing like some dumbass finally wins the money tonight?
All I know is that the press all across the country is giving it a free ride.
Yeah.
Even the New York papers are saying that it's great.
Yeah.
Do you realize
I have not seen one episode of that show. I haven't even seen the credits. I haven't seen any of it.
What about Foxworthy?
I know. I adore him.
He's your man.
Well, he is my man, yeah. All you right, know, well, you're a redneck gift.
Oh, the one tape we didn't get to. What is this? What is the Star Jones tape?
She is getting a pop culture / court show on Court TV. And she's lost a lot of weight and cut her hair and got herself some smart.
This is a nice opportunity to just go for it and have a wonderful change, if you will. So, new chapter. Actually, new job came first. Sort of came with it at the same time. It developed together.
You can have Trump on the show.
Donald has been one of my dear friends for many, many years. He's very loyal. I believe you return loyalty to work.
So did you give him a ring at the time? What was the discussion about? There you go.
I think I like the show. It sounds good.
It's like watching Jones. Liberace, isn't it?
All right. How you doing, Frank?
I'm doing well.
We'll be right back with Mr. Murphy's News.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.